Part 4. Jack. The call. So in August, my parents got this call from Mr. Tushman, the middle school director. And my mom said, maybe he calls all the new students to welcome them. And my dad said, that's a lot of kids he'd be calling. So my mom called him back, and I could hear her talking to Mr. Tushman on the phone. This is exactly what she said. Oh, hi, Mr. Tushman. This is Amanda Will, returning your call. Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you to say. He is looking forward to it. Yes? Yeah? Oh, sure. Oh, uh-huh. Well, that's so nice of you to say. Sure. Oh, wow. Oh. I see, of course. I'm sure he will. Let me write it down. Got it. I'll call you after I've had a chance to talk to him, okay? No, thank you for thinking of him. Bye-bye. And when she hung up, I was like, what's up? What did he say? And Mom said, well, it's actually very flattering, but kind of sad, too. See, there's this boy who's starting middle school this year, and he's never been in a real school environment before because he was homeschooled. So Mr. Tushman talked to some of the lower school teachers to find out who they thought were some of the really, really great kids coming into fifth grade. And the teachers must have told him that you were an especially nice kid, which I already knew, of course. And so Mr. Tushman is wondering if he could count on you to sort of shepherd this new boy around a bit? Like, let him hang out with me, I said. Exactly, said Mom. He called it being a welcome buddy. But why me? I told you. Your teachers told Mr. Tushman that you were the kind of kid who's known for being a good egg. I mean, I'm so proud that they think so highly of you. Why is it sad? What do you mean? You said it's flattering, but kind of sad, too. Oh, Mom nodded. Well, apparently this boy has some sort of, I guess there's something wrong with his face, or something like that. Not sure. Maybe he was in an accident. Mr. Tushman said he'd explain it a bit more when you come to the school next week. School doesn't start until September! He wants you to meet this kid before the school starts. Do I have to? Mom looked a bit surprised. Well, no, of course not, she said. But it would be the nice thing to do, Jack. If I don't have to do it, I said, I don't want to do it. Can you at least think about it? I'm thinking about it, and I don't want to do it. Well, I'm not going to force you, she said. But at least think about it some more, okay? I'm not calling Mr. Tushman back until tomorrow, so just sit with it a bit. I mean, Jack, I really don't think it's that much to ask you spend a little extra time with some new kid. It's not just that he's a new kid, Mom, I answered. He's deformed. That's a terrible thing to say, Jack. He is, Mom. You don't even know who it is. Yeah, I do, I said, because I knew the second she started talking about him that it was that kid named August. Carvel. I remember seeing him for the first time in front of Carvel on Amesfort Avenue when I was about 5 or 6. Me and Veronica, my babysitter, were sitting on the bench outside the store with Jamie, my baby brother, who was sitting in his stroller facing us. I guess I was busy eating my ice cream cone because I didn't even notice the people who sat down next to us. Then at one point I turned my head to suck the ice cream out of the bottom of my cone, and that's when I saw him, August. He was sitting right next to me. I know it wasn't cool, but I kind of went, ugh, when I saw him because I honestly got scared. I thought he was wearing a zombie mask or something. It was the kind of, you say, when you're watching a scary movie and the bad guy, like, jumps out of the bushes. Anyway, I know it wasn't nice of me to do that, and though the kid didn't hear me, I know his sister did. Jack, we have to go, said Veronica. She had gotten up and was turning the stroller around because Jamie, who had obviously just noticed the kid too, was about to say something embarrassing. So I jumped up kind of suddenly, like a bee had landed on me, and I followed Veronica as she zoomed away. I could hear the kid's mom saying softly behind us, okay, guys, I think it's time to go. And I turned around to look at them one more time. The kid was licking his ice cream cone, the mom was picking up his scooter, and the sister was glaring at me like she was going to kill me. I looked away quickly. Veronica, what was wrong with that kid? I whispered. Hush, boy, she said, her voice angry. I love Veronica. When she got mad, she got mad. Meanwhile, James was practically spilling out of his stroller trying to get another look as Veronica pushed him away. But Veronica, said Jamie, you boys were very naughty. Very naughty, said Veronica as soon as we were farther down the block, staring like that. I didn't mean to, I said. Veronica, said Jamie. Us leaving like that, Veronica was muttering. Oh, Lord, that poor lady. I tell you, boys, every day we should thank the Lord for our blessings. You hear me? Veronica! What is it, Jamie? Is it Halloween? No, Jamie. Then why was that boy wearing a mask? For Veronica didn't answer. Sometimes when she was mad about something, she would do that. He wasn't wearing a mask, I explained to Jamie. Hush, Jack, said Veronica. Why are you so mad, Veronica? I couldn't help asking. I thought this would make her angrier, but she actually shook her head. It was bad how we did that, she said, just getting up like that, like we'd just seen the devil. I was scared for what Jamie was going to say, you know? I didn't want him to say anything that would hurt that little boy's feelings. But it was very bad, us leaving like that. But Mama knew what was going on. But we didn't mean it, I answered. Jack, sometimes you don't have to be mean. You don't have to mean to hurt someone. You understand? That was the first time I ever saw August in the neighborhood, at least that I remember. But I've seen him around ever since then. A couple of times in the playground, a few times in the park. He used to wear an astronaut helmet sometimes, but I always knew it was him underneath the helmet. All the kids in the neighborhood knew it was him. Everyone has seen August at some point or another. We all know his name, though he doesn't know ours. And whenever I've seen him, I try to remember what Veronica said, but it's hard. It's hard not to sneak a second look. It's hard to act normal when you see him.